This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Coloradans will not owe money to the federal government on tax revenue refunds sent out last summer. Governor Polis's office made the announcement Friday, clearing up some confusion after the IRS recently warned residents in several states that they were reviewing these types of payments. But Colorado officials argued that these Tabor refunds had not been taxed in 30 years. This is good news for Coloradans who already filed their taxes. It means you don't have to file any extra paperwork. A judge has denied another motion to push back a preliminary hearing in the Club Q shooting case. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The defense also asked for more complete video surveillance from Club Q on the night of the shooting, specifically audio from 10 p.m. forward. They argued that any possible interaction between the suspect and others prior to when the shooting occurred could help determine intent and potential bias. The prosecution said since they know the right person is in custody, that level of evidence isn't necessary at this point in the case. They also said they've been hindered by technical issues. Ultimately, the judge asked to expedite the sharing of any additional surveillance footage, but said the case will proceed as scheduled. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
And former Denver Broncos player DeMarcus Ware has been elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Ware won a Super Bowl with the Broncos and played his final 3 years in the NFL in Denver. And you're listening to CPR News and KRCC.